Based on all the CAM guidance, we can surmise that this event will favor quick linear evolution of storms, with perhaps some initial transient supercell structures favored in the eastern Texas panhandle into southwestern Oklahoma. Some hail and wind threat is favored, and the linear mode might make us believe the wind hazard might be a bit more dominant based on CAM guidance. There seems to only be a low tornado threat. Now, let's look at observational data from the objective analysis and satellite imagery as of mid-afternoon to see if we can or need to refine any forecast details. We see in the surface analysis here that a dry line is present in the eastern Texas panhandle, with large ML cape on the order of 2,000 to 3,000 joules per kilogram to its east. Weak ML sin is still present, but in the visible satellite loop, we see initiation underway at several points along the dry line. Notably, we see storms developing a bit further west and southwest of where earlier CAM suggested, which might be an important consideration for adjusting our earlier expectations.